We're talking with Dr. Ron Scholer from the Great Plains Canola Association. Ron, let's talk about this 2016 winter canola crop. This is a crop that, of course, planted this last fall. Maybe not quite as many acres as we had over the last couple of growing seasons, but as we put the crop in, it seems like the conditions have been really good.
They have, Ron, and we're optimistic about that. As we went into the fall of 15 and started putting the crop in, we knew we had hit a bit of a speed bump with our acres. Two reasons. We had had such unfavorable weather conditions the two previous years. That had an impact. And the price has not been what it was back in 2012. Everything, every commodity, as you know only too well, as your listeners know, has dropped about 50%. And canola is in that vicinity also. And that's not helpful, but it's not helpful to any crop. We still have very dedicated growers out there because they know what the crop is doing for them, not just the canola crop, but what it's doing for them as a wheat grower. We say, and we're sticking to that story, that it makes a wheat farmer a better wheat farmer, improving his yields, improving the quality of the grain that the wheat industry is demanding. That hasn't changed, those rotational benefits. So we have some very dedicated canola growers who are staying the course, and, of course, we want to increase that number.
Now, the crop this year, the thing is with the better weather conditions, winter wheat crop's looking a lot better than it has over the last really two or three growing seasons. The winter canola crop has basically followed it along, and we're in that same type of a situation.
Right. The canola crop, of course, mirrors what's going on with wheat. We did have favorable conditions at planting time. And then what we've really talked about for the whole several months is that we did not have those temperature extremes in the fall that are so damaging to stand establishment and stand sustainability, where we didn't plummet from a very high temperature one day to just above freezing or below freezing the next day. We didn't have that, and so the crop did not suffer through that period. It went into a more normal or a more favorable hardening off process. And then in Oklahoma, we have in many years, the crop really doesn't go dormant. We call it dormancy, but if you look at the plants, they're really still photosynthesizing. They're building root reserves. That's a very positive thing. The bright sunny days we have, we've got good moisture in most places. And so the crop should be building toward a highly productive crop, unlike what we've had the last couple of years.
I know that your years going all the way back when you were our oilseed specialist at Oklahoma State University, you've watched a lot of these crops down through the years. This is a crop that does require some management, and you've got to keep your eye on it year-round, including this time of year.
Yes, that's for sure. Looking at the crop out there now, there's some things that growers really need to be looking at, the nutrient needs. You can clearly see that some of these fields are going to need some nitrogen. We know without question that we're going to have insect pests that they need to be attentive to and talking to their entomologist or whomever they consult with. We know that's going to happen. This is not a crop that you can plant and then head to the coffee shop. It does require more management, but it has so many positives. It's not a vegetable crop, if you will, where you've got to be there every single second. But it does require more management than a cereal crop.
I guess it's apparent. Obviously, it's a mustard type crop, so there is some management.
There is some management, and they, our farmers will not be good canola growers unless they accept that. Now, again, we've got a core group who have been watching that and learning that for the years, more than a decade now, but that's still a relatively short time. We have a century of growing hard red winter wheat. We have a decade of growing canola. So there's still much to be learned, and we're doing that collectively.
Let's talk about that learning experience coming up. Canola College, February 18th this year, you're going to be in Enid.
Correct. Fourth year in a row. We will have a blend of what we call the familiar and the new. We'll have experienced growers, Bob Schrock from Kiowa, Kansas, and Jeff Scott from Pond Creek, Oklahoma, talking about their experiences of more than a decade of growing this crop, the good and the challenging. We'll have experts talking from OSU and from Kansas State talking about fertility, variety selection, cultural practices, managing in conventional till, minimum till, canola wheat rotations, those sorts of things. And then we've got a new session this year that we think will be special, and that's the Canola Learning Lab, where our attendees will have an opportunity to have a hands-on experience and learn more about pest ID and nutrient needs and visit up close and personal with our experts in the learning lab. And we think they'll really enjoy that.
I know that you were indicating to me that early registration is going pretty well.
Registration is going very well. We've been running almost 300, and we have a very good early registration. We'd encourage others to do that, so we'll have a head count so we can attend, have all the materials that everyone needs as they come in. One of the things we're kind of excited about this year, Ron, is we've got Dr. Jeff Edwards, who's going to open our Canola College. And Jeff, the longtime small grains extension specialist at OSU, did an outstanding job there, and he'll be talking about the canola wheat rotations and the benefits of those. So we're really glad to have Jeff on with us this year.
Okay. And details on the best way for folks to additional information as far as, and maybe actually register between now and Thursday.
Yes, they can go online. Our registration is through OSU. They have the ability to handle that, and they can go online and just type in canola.oakstate.edu and register right there online.